About a building where they might store corn.
A silo, is that what it's called?
Okay, what about cotton or something like that?
I don't know.
Or tobacco? No, okay. What about on a farm, the upper part of a barn, what do you call that?
Hayloft.
Hayloft. What about, do you know very much about farms? Have you been around farms very much?
Around
your grandmother's farm?
Mm-hmm.
What about the kind where they have just cows and they raise butter and milk and so on? What kind do you call that?
A dairy farm.
Okay. And the place where they let the cows out to graze?
Pasture.
Okay. And if they don't have a pasture, but they're just growing something, you know, like cotton or
field.
Corn. Okay. The thing they might build to keep the cows out of the field?
Fence.
Okay. Usually, what are they made out of? What kind of fences do they put up?
Barbed wire.
Okay.
And logs.
Okay.
Well, not logs, little skinny trees.
Okay, what do you call that kind of fence? You know, they make them like this. You know what I mean? Is
mm-hmm.
that what you meant?
No, these are out of barbed wire.
Okay.
It's a barbed wire fence.
Okay. If they put a log in the ground every so often, they call that a what?
A stake?
Okay.
I don't know.
A post, maybe?
A post.
Yeah. Then they would say they had a whole row of what?
Post.
Okay. I'll get that mosquito. Okay, and the thing you would carry water in?
A jug.
Okay. What else?
A pitcher.
Okay. What about those big open things? What about
barrel?
Okay. What would you carry milk in? On a farm.
On a farm. A bucket.
Bucket. Okay. What about what you would carry the food out to the hogs in? That would be in. Would you call that a bucket too?
Mm-hmm.
What about pail? Would you ever use that?
I always said bucket.
Always said bucket for everything. Does it make any difference what it's made out of? It's still a bucket, huh? No matter what it's made
out of. Well, sometimes we call it a dishpan pail.
You got a customer. Two of them's done left.
Sorry.
Okay. This is going real well, by the way.
It is?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm doing horrible. I call it a dishpan pail. Like my mother has these little square, but it's not necessarily a bucket. It's a little shallower than a bucket, but it might be a square pail type thing.
Okay. Do you want to take care of your customers? Or
can we stop this? If it's any problem, I can tell them.
Well, we could stop for a minute while you run out there and maybe take care of them.
Okay.
Let me see. What were we talking about? Barbed wire fences, weren't we?
Farms and a bucket and a pail.
Okay. let me see. The thing you fry eggs in, that's it.
Frying pan.
You ever call that anything else?
I've heard it called skillet or something like that, but
You don't use that. Okay. In the old days, they used to have this big iron thing out back for washing clothes.
Tub.
Okay. What about a smaller thing, but that you'd use inside the house for maybe like making soup or something like that?
Pot.
Okay. What about the kind of thing that you'd put cut flowers in?
Vase.
Okay. And the kind of eating utensils that you'd put around the table?
Silverware. Fork, spoon.
Okay. If you're having a steak, you might put out a set of steak.
Knives.
Okay. And if the dishes are all dirty, then you have to